And that was the beautiful Acoustic Traveler off of John McEwen's 2016 album Made in Brooklyn. And we are joining him now on the phone to talk about the upcoming show at the Vaudeville Review. How are you, John?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. That's what I said to my mom. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for that song, among all the other music that you've gifted to the world. So you were last on Katie and Kay back in 2017, and so what have you been up to since then? It's been nearly 3 years.
2 years since what?
About 3 years since you came in studio and played a few songs for us here at the building.
Katie and Kay, yeah. That was fun. Well, I've done about 100 shows a year since then without an album. This album, that Acoustic Traveler album, I mean, that Acoustic Traveler song and the album that it's on won in the Americana Award for the Best Americana last year at the Independent Record Manufacturers Association. And the month that that album came out, it got Stereophile Magazine's Record of the Month.
Wow.
And last year, I put out a book called The Life I've Picked. So it's all about it's all about me. No, it's not just about me. It's about the things that I've seen and things that I've done with other people. And I'm told it's funny. I'll ask anybody listening, just go Google The Life I've Picked, John McEwen, and read the reviews, and you might find yourself getting one.
And I'm sure that in that book you speak a lot about founding the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band in 1966. How old were you at the time?
I was the oldest one. I was 20.
Wow.
The guy that called me was 16. And he was actually 16 when he called me to be in the, when we got together in our first group. He was 17. And the other guys were 18 and 19, and like that.
Did you ever...
19. Pardon?
Did you imagine it at the time turning into what it eventually did?
What 16-year-old to 20-year-old can imagine anything they're going to be doing 20 years later?
Right.
You know. I knew that I would be performing, that I'd be doing something like that, and I hoped it would be music and comedy and stuff, make things, go out and make whatever you can, get people to like it. If they don't like it, you make another one. When Steve Martin and I were trying to get our dream job of working in Disneyland at 16 years old, we did. We got the job. We worked there for 3 years. And it was really fun. It made me not want to work. It made me want to just perform for a living.
Mm-hmm.
Then I found out it's a lot of work. But it's fun work.
You mentioned that you haven't come out with a new album since that that last one, Made in Brooklyn. Do you see that on the horizon? I mean, obviously,
yeah,
writing a book was huge.
I have a couple of things working on this year. One is a illustrated book of the poem Mountain Whippoorwill. It's going to be out sometime this year. Another is, well, let's just say it's an album that's in the works.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about it, but it's supposed to be done this year.
Okay. Great. So a 2020 release. Maybe a little later.
Yeah.
Great.
And I'm looking forward to being at the new, I keep thinking, new Vaudeville Theater.
Uh-huh.
At the Vaudeville Theater, right here on Main Street.
Mm-hmm. Have you been there before?
No. I've been to a couple of places in Glenwood, like up on the hill last June, I guess it was, or July. Don Cheney had me up there, but I was staying at the... my wife and I wanted to have a week off and a place to have our anniversary in Glenwood Springs 1. Mm-hmm. So I booked the Hotel Colorado, and because it's one of our favorite places. We stayed out a couple years ago, and I'm at the Hotel Colorado. Maybe I should play somewhere. And the Vaudeville Theater was nice enough to go along with a small show. John Cable, the guy that was in the Dirt Band in the 70s, when we went to Russia, he's out working with me.
How cool.
Most of the shows that I do.
Great.
And for this show at the Vaudeville, I'll have David Starr. He's from Cedar Edge, plays guitar, writes great songs, and Tom Spehar, my Colorado bass player.
Wow.
He shows up sometimes. And I'll take people back to the days of Nitty Gritty. You know, I'll be doing some of my favorite Dirt Band songs, along with other things that have been recorded, some that haven't. A lot of music from the Carter family and the stories behind the Circle album songs.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, did you see any of the country music show, Ken Burns Country Music?
No. Can't say I did.
You familiar with Ken Burns?
Not entirely. No.
Pardon?
No, I'm not too familiar with Ken Burns.
Ken Burns makes documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
He did the one about the Civil War. He just did an 8-part mini series about country music.
Okay.
One of the biggest shows that he's done. It just played.
Okay.
And I'll be talking about some of the things that were in that.
Were you also interviewed for that documentary?
Yeah, I was in 4 segments. And,
great.
And episode 6 is called Will the Circle Be Unbroken? And that was one that was fun to talk about.
Well, it sounds that you've been very busy these past few years doing the book and this documentary series and working on new songs. What inspires you and keeps you inspired to continue to produce music and magic?
Well, I guess it's the audience. I guess it's part of it. It's half of it. Thinking that I can come up with something that a bunch of people might like. Well, mm-hmm. if I do and I don't play it for somebody, it's like a magic trick. You don't want to learn how to do a magic trick and go, there, I've got it. You've got to go do it for someone.
Right.
You know? And then it's good to do a different version of it so that if they see it again, they might be fooled again. It's like a song. You come up with a good song. I can't wait to play Acoustic Traveler, the one you just played at the Vaudeville. It's going to be fun to do.
And it must be fun, too, to bring together. You mentioned the musicians who will be accompanying you at the Vaudeville Review, different
yeah.
from the ones who were on the Acoustic Traveler track.
Yeah, they are. But they know the music. It's
right.
one of my songs, and I make sure they know it.
Right. And I imagine it's really fun to continue to create, you know, it's the same song, but it's a different moment, different people in the audience or even playing it. And so it always stays alive.
I think it's a real wonderful privilege and responsibility. The tickets are $30 for the Vaudeville. That's not bad for this town. But if two people go out, that's 60. And I start thinking, I worry about that. This better be a good show. You know,
right.
They're going to go out and eat dinner and then go to the show. Geez, people are spending $150 on giving me a couple hours of their life.
Hmm.
So I got to. I've always worked at doing a good show.
Right. Do you get nervous before your shows, or have you
yeah,
gotten over?
Yeah, usually.
Yeah?
I'll find something to get nervous about.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good to hear after so many, I would guess, you know, thousands of shows at this point.
I've done over 10,000 shows, and there's still. I played with Hot Tuna last week in Florida solo by myself. I was nervous about that, but it went well. I got a standing ovation, so I was happy.
Great. I was just watching you play some classical music on the banjo. This was an old video from a long time ago, but your talent is so natural. It seems to be somewhat effortless, but maybe that's just the audience.
I appreciate that, but I feel like I work for every note.
Right.
I guess when I hear the word natural, it makes it sound easy.
Right.
It's not easy. It's easier sometimes than it looks.
One thing.
But thank you. Thank you.
I was listening back to the interview that you did with Terry Glasnap here at the KDNK Studios, and you decided to do the Cannonball Rag, which is Merle Travis's composition.
Yeah.
I have that clip here. If you want to listen to it, we could play it now. And it's...
Well, I actually would rather you played something off Made in Brooklyn.
Okay, we can do that. I've
you
got that pulled up.
You?
Yeah. Which one would you prefer?
Play... a nice quick one. It's called Brooklyn Crossing. It's the first one.
Okay.
All these songs on you're playing off of Made in Brooklyn is recorded with one microphone, and most of them were first take.
Wow.
We wanted to, I told everybody.
Well, let's give this a listen and keep you on the phone.
Oh, okay.
And that was Brooklyn Crossing by John McEwen on the recent album Made in Brooklyn, somewhat recent, a couple of years ago that came out. And John was mentioning that this was recorded mostly with one microphone, which is astounding to me listening to it. And the two headphones here, the stereo is incredible, the way you hear the bass on one side and the rest of the instruments all around.
It's like you're in the room.
That must have been a lot of fun to record. And who were some of the musicians that you got to play with on that album?
David Bromberg, John Carter Cash, Steve Martin.
Hmm.
I'm hearing an echo, I think.
Okay.
Matt Cardsonis, David Amram, Martha Redbone. Anyway, it's a good collection.
Yeah. Well, what a delight to have you join us on Express Yourself to share about your music and to give us a little preview of the upcoming show here at the Glenwood Vaudeville Review. We very much look forward to receiving you again in the Roaring Fork Valley, and it's good to hear that you like to vacation here. Hopefully we'll be seeing a lot of you.
I'm doing my vacation show. My wife will be singing with me too.
Oh,
a couple of songs.
Oh, that's
a couple
fantastic.
Of songs. Yeah.
Wow, that's so special.
We've got to have the female voice on Colorado Christmas.
Right.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Thank you so much, John, and have a wonderful evening.
Bye-bye.
And that about does it for another Express Yourself. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Rolly Burley. Don't forget that the world positively craves your expression.
Merle Travis invented a style of guitar playing that, it's kind of like, crank that up. It's, he'd be able to play the thumb part, the bass, and a little melody. And here's a song he wanted to record on the album. I'll see if I can do a version of it, Cannonball Rag. And it goes like this.